Good afternoon, and thank you so much for the opportunity to share God's Word with you today. On behalf of Willingdon Church, we just want to send their greetings to you as partners in the gospel around the world. And his microphone's not working. We can share one mic if you want.
I don't want to share my
job. Oh, you're sick. Okay, never mind. No. No. Well, the other thing is my wife and I, we just have such great fond memories of this church and being with you. And so it's a pleasure for us to come back and just to see you. And thank you for inviting me back. And so today I want to share with you God's Word in John chapter 14. I'm wondering if we should continue or wait until it gets resolved. You know my English, it's fine. Okay, so we'll just get started and we'll go from there. So today we are looking at a passage that, in my opinion, can be quite empowering for you, the church. As you know, the church is a body of believers from all backgrounds, all ages, who follow Jesus Christ. Now, what we believe about Jesus matters to the way you, the church, live out your mission. So today, some of us, you might know about this, but a lot of pastors talk about this, is today churches are faced with all kinds of struggles. One of the struggles is, why do churches not grow spiritually? Now, as a result of that, we see that churches don't grow also in their outreach. I think our passage today will argue that it's because we don't truly, truly know Jesus. Now, we know about him. We might even walk with Jesus in the way we do things that Jesus asks us to do. Now, take for example Thomas and Philip. They follow Jesus. They walk with Jesus. They've seen Jesus' miracles. They're Jesus' disciples. Thomas and Philip believed in Jesus. But our passage tells us that they don't really get what Jesus is saying about himself. And it's not just Thomas and Philip. Prior to our passage, we have Peter, who also don't understand why Jesus has to leave him.
And
so this is why Jesus says in verse 1 of chapter 14, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." Now, before we get really judgmental on Peter, Thomas, and Philip, I think it's understandable why they would be troubled by the news of Jesus leaving him or leaving them. So here is a man, Jesus, that they've looked up to. Who showed them the incredible works of God on earth. a man who teaches so profoundly that it captivates a large number of people.
一個咧喺佢教導方面咧好深刻，到以致到咧好多人咧都係被佢去吸引，被佢俘虜嘅。
Here is a man who is counter-cultural in what he does.
佢所做嘅咧係同當時嘅文化咧係違背嘅。
And as a result, it evokes both anger and awe from people.
所以引起當時嘅人咧好多嘅憤怒啦，亦都好多嘅驚訝。
So I can imagine their separation anxiety and disbelief that they would have felt.
所以咧，我可以理解到咧，對於耶穌嘅離開咧，佢哋會心裏邊感到有呢個分離嘅焦慮，有懷疑。
But Jesus comforts them.
但耶穌咧，去安慰佢哋。
Don't let your hearts be troubled.
唔好令到你嘅心裏邊去憂愁。
Believe in God and believe in me also.
相信神，亦都相信我。
So why would Jesus tell his disciples to believe in God and also believe in him?
點解耶穌叫佢哋同啲門徒講，佢話要相信神，亦都相信我呢？
We see this all throughout our passage where Jesus brings up his relationship with the Father.
我哋今日所讀經文裏面睇到，其實耶穌一路去講到佢同埋父神之間嘅關係嘅。
Look at verse 7.
我睇下第七節。
If you know me, you will know my Father also.
你若你們若認識我，也就認識我的父。
Verse 9b says, whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
第九節都講到，人看見了我，就是看見了父。
Verse 10 says, do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works.
第十節講到，我在父裏面，父在我裏面，你不信嗎？ 我對你們所說的話，不是憑著自己說的，乃是住在我裏面的父做他自己的事。
Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father, and the Father is in me.
第十一節講到，你們當信我，我在父裏邊，父在我裏邊。
And even beyond our passage in chapter 14, we see this relationship being talked about.
其實甚至咧，唔單止喺呢段嘅經文，喺其他嘅約翰福音嘅經文裏邊咧，耶穌都成日講到佢同父神之間嘅關係嘅。
So why does Jesus tell his disciples to believe in both the Father and the Son?
咁點解耶穌同佢門徒講要相信父神，亦都相信佢自己呢？
I think the answer is in when Jesus says this.
我諗個原因咧就係睇下耶穌幾時去講呢句説話。
It comes up after the disciples are worried about being without Jesus in their life.
耶穌講呢句説話嘅時候咧，係當啲門徒去擔心佢哋耶穌會離開佢哋。
Verse 1 comes after Peter doesn't understand and wants to follow Jesus.
第一次咧，讲嘅时候系当阿彼得佢唔明白佢点解要去跟从耶稣。
Verse 7 comes after Thomas says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?
第七次讲嘅时候系讲到当麦讲到主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道哪条路呢？
And verses 9, 10, and 11 comes after Philip doesn't understand Jesus going to the Father's house.
第9、10、11節嗰度係當腓力去唔明白點解耶穌要翻到父嗰度嘅時候去講嘅。
And I think there's two reasons why Jesus talks about his relationship with the Father.
我相信有兩個原因係點解即係耶穌會咁樣講。
The first reason is to by understanding the relationship between the Father and Jesus, it brings comfort to our troubled hearts.
第一個原因就係因為當我哋明白父神同耶穌嘅關係嘅時候咧，可以令到我哋嘅憂愁嘅心靈得到安慰。
And the second reason why Jesus brings up this relationship is that it shows that the Father who dwells in Jesus brings great works.
第二樣佢説明到嘅就係當父神喺耶穌裏邊嘅時候，就可以帶嚟好偉大嘅作為。
So let's unpack this a little bit.
讓我哋咧再去解釋呢度多少少。
So the first point.
第一點,
understanding the relationship between the Father and the Son brings comfort to our troubled hearts.
明白到父神同耶穌嘅關係咧，係可以安慰到我哋憂愁嘅心靈。
Jesus, he tells us that he is the promised Messiah as prophesied through the Old Testament.
耶穌話俾佢聽，佢就係舊約一路應許嘅彌賽亞。
Now, this divine Messiah, the Savior, will come to take away the transgressions or our transgressions against a holy God.
这个神圣的弥赛亚来到当中，就是要将我们的过犯去带走。
Now, how do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢?
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 tells us.
在以赛亚书53章第5节这样讲,
He was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed.
那知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他所的刑罚，我们得平安；因他所的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Jesus also talks about himself as the divine Messiah who will rule triumphantly and victorious over the nations.
耶稣都讲到他是那个君王，会向民族施行公义和拯救。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢?
Zechariah chapter 9 verses 9 to 10.
在撒迦利亚书第九章九至十节这么讲。
It says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the rivers to the ends of the earth.
西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐，耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢喜。 看那里的王来到这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和地骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马，征战的弓也必除灭。他必向列国讲和平。他的权柄从这海管到那海，从大河管到地极。
And before Jesus' death on the cross, Jesus entered Jerusalem as Hosanna, the one who brings the kingdom of God with him.
当耶稣临死之前的时候，他进入耶路撒冷，他是带着神的国，用一个和撒勒的身份入去。
Mark chapter 11 verses 9 to 10 says, Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.
在马可福音第十一章九至十节咁样话：前行后随嘅人都喊着说：和撒勒啦，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，那要将要来的我祖大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上和撒勒。
You see, Jesus, the suffering servant, takes away our sins by being crushed by the Father.
耶稣是一个受苦嘅仆人，佢因为父神嘅压伤而将我哋嘅罪带走。
And doing so, Jesus brings comfort because through Jesus, our sins are forever forgiven.
他这样做令到我们有安慰，因为就是这样，我们的罪得到赦免。
Jesus, the triumphant King, has all authority over power, all authority and power over everything.
耶稣是一个胜利的王，他是满有权柄，满有能力。
This brings us comfort.
这样令到我们有安慰。
Because no person, nor enemy, no war crazy dictator on earth is greater than Jesus Christ.
因为没有人，甚至敌人或者任何疯狂的独裁者，这个世界上面是大过耶稣的。
And as we see in history and in Acts, this will eventually bring comfort for the early church as they experience a great deal of persecution.
所以历史里面我们看到初期教会的时候，当他们受到很大的逼迫的时候，他们就因此可以得到很多安慰。
So why does Jesus bring up this relationship between he and the Father?
那为什么耶稣要将他和父神的关系带出来呢?
How does Jesus' relationship with the Father comfort us?
究竟他和耶稣的关系怎样可以令到我们得到安慰呢?
Because if Jesus did not have the Father with him,
因为如果父神不在耶稣里面的时候,
he would have just been a good teacher with no power.
可能是一个好的教师，但是他没有能力。
He would have just been a normal human being that could not do the great works of God here on earth, the miracles of God on earth.
他可能有很多的能力，但是他没有能力可以做到神迹。
He would not have commanded nature like the way he did when he calmed the storm.
他没有能力可以叫到大自然都服从他。
If Jesus did not have the Father with him,
如果神不在耶稣里面的时候,
he would have been overthrown by rulers and his enemies by not resurrecting from the dead.
他就不可以胜过死亡，亦都会被他的敌人或者当时的领导人去推翻。
But the Father is in Jesus.
但父神实在在他里面。
And Jesus is in the Father.
耶稣都在父神里面。
Hence, Jesus can say that he is the way.
所以耶稣可以话佢就系道路。
Because with the Father in him, he is the truth and the life.
因为有父神在里面的时候，佢就是真理和生命。
So in other words, because he is the truth and the life, Jesus can say that he is the way to the Father.
就因为耶稣是真理和生命，所以佢可以就话佢是道路去到父神那里。
Therefore, Jesus can say these words to comfort his people. Do not let your heart be troubled.
所以耶稣可以咁样讲呢啲嘅说话去安慰佢嘅门徒。
And so the second point is the Father in Jesus brings forth great works.
第二点我想讲嘅就系父神喺耶稣里边嘅时候系可以有好多嘅作为，好奇妙嘅作为。
So we know that Jesus is able to do great works because of the Father in him.
所以我哋知道因为父神喺耶稣里边嘅时候，所以佢可以做到好多奇妙嘅事。
And now Jesus is saying through this relationship, God will bring forth great works through the church.
耶稣就讲到就系透过父神喺佢里边嘅时候嘅关系。教会都可以同样做到好多奇妙嘅行奇妙嘅事。
After Jesus leaves, the Holy Spirit would be given to the disciples.
当耶稣走咗之后，圣灵就临到佢嘅门徒嗰度。
God's Spirit indwelling would comfort them and also empower them.
神嘅灵喺住喺佢哋当中嘅时候，俾佢哋有安慰，亦都有能力。
The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, will be with them, and they will do even greater works than Jesus.
有三位，第三位的圣灵在他们心里面的时候，比他们更加的可以做的事是更加的有能力。
Now I remember the time when I was about 10 to 13 years old.
我还记得当我大概10至13岁的时候。
I remember my mom put me in charge of cooking family dinner for the first time.
我妈妈第一次叫我负责去煮东西给全家人吃。
Now I've watched my mom and dad cook amazing meals.
我睇过咧，我爹哋妈咪咧点样煮一啲好好食嘅嘢。
I know it's amazing because I eat it and I like it and I put on some weight.
我知道好食，因为咧我中意食咧，亦都咧因此咧所以肥咗。
But I still remember all the times that I would watch my mom and I would be so in like in awe.
我仲记得咧，我有时咧我睇住妈咪点样煮嘢食嘅时候咧，其实我都好惊讶嘅。
But when my mom asked me to cook the meal, I became really scared.
但当妈咪叫我亲自去煮嘅时候咧，我就突然间觉得好担忧啦。
I was overwhelmed with worry。
我惊到咧有啲不知所措。
What if I burn the food？
如果我煮窿咗咁点算咧
？What if I make a mistake？
或者我做错啲嘢，做错啲步骤啦
？What if people don't like it？
或者啲人唔中意食我食嘅嘢咧
？Or what if they get diarrhea？
或者佢哋食到病咗咧
？But my mom said to me，
但系我妈咪同我讲
，She will guide me as I cook。
我喺度煮嘅时候咧，佢会一路咧去帮助我，睇住我。
Well, that didn't really help me.
唔系帮助我好多。
But the worry that consumed me was not overwhelming.
虽然有担心，但系咧个担心咧冇令到我咧即系乜都做唔到。
So I cooked the meal.
咁我最后都煮咗嗰餐。
With my mom helping me.
我妈咪一路帮住我。
And it wasn't bad.
都唔系太差嘅。
Nobody got sick.
冇人病到。
It tasted okay.
啲味都 OK 嘅
，But I think the point of this the lesson that my mom gave me，
但我谂当中最重要嘅教训咧就系
，was that I learned that I can live out and do what I'm supposed to do，
就系我可以咧去学到同埋做到一样咧系我应该要去做到嘅嘢
，that I don't always have to just watch and I can actually do this for myself，
我唔单止只系可以去观察，我实际上可以参与嘅。
When Jesus said in verse 12,
当耶稣第十二节佢讲
Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father.
佢话我实实在在告诉你们，我所做嘅事，信我嘅人也做，并且做得比这更大嘅事，因为我往父那里去。
And later in verse 16,
之后咧喺第十六节佢咁样讲。
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
This advocate is God's Spirit.
这个保惠师就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
Do you see how believing in God and believing in Jesus brings peace and comfort to our troubled hearts?
你听唔听到呢？当我们去相信耶稣相信父神的时候，就令到我们的心灵可以得到安慰和平安呢？
When Jesus calls us to do great works, we get worried, but we don't have to worry.
當耶穌叫我哋做啲大嘅事嘅時候，可能我哋會擔心，但其實唔需要擔心嘅。
Because through Jesus, God will give us the Holy Spirit, who will help us do great works.
因為透過聖靈，我哋就可以靠住聖靈去做一啲更加大嘅事。
So how does it work?
咁點樣做嘅咧？
It is through repentance and faith in Jesus alone that we can come to know the Father.
就係透過我哋嘅悔改，透過對神嘅信心，我哋可以更加嘅去認識神。
And when we come to know the Father desires to do great works through us.
當我哋更加去個人去認識神嘅時候，神就可以更加去令到我哋透過我哋去做啲更加大嘅事。
And how He does it is through giving us the Advocate, an Advocate, the Holy Spirit.
佢能夠咁做嘅就係因為透過有聖靈喺我哋心裏邊。
So I know greater works sound scary。
我相信咧呢啲所謂更加大嘅作為咧，可能有啲令人啲恐懼都未定嚇。
I mean, how can I do greater works than Jesus, the Messiah?
我點樣可以做一啲嘢比耶穌所做更加大咧
？I think it's important for us to understand what it means to do greater works。
所以你要明白究竟咧更加大嘅作為係咩意思
？It does not mean that we will be a better Savior than Jesus。
當然我哋唔會做到比耶穌更加好嘅救主。
Neither does this mean that we will become a better king than Jesus.
更加唔係我哋比耶穌做個更加好嘅君王。
But what it means is that we can reach the world with God's kingdom message of salvation.
佢嘅意思係話，我哋可以透過耶穌嘅呢個嘅信息，去到世界裏邊唔同嘅角落。
To do greater works means to bring the kingdom to the world.
是将神的国去带到世界不同的角落。
This good news message first established is first established by the work of Jesus Christ.
这个的好的消息就是透过耶稣所做的 去带出来。
And Jesus says to his disciples,
耶稣跟他门徒这样说,
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey my commands.
耶稣吩咐他们门徒的大使命，他说，所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
This is the task that we have been given to do greater works.
这个就是耶稣叫我们去做的更加重要、更加大的事情。
To make disciples of all nations.
去令到萬民都成為佢嘅門徒。
So how are we able to do these greater works of Jesus, in this world? How are we supposed to do this?
咁我哋點樣可以令到佢做呢更加呢個事情更加令到可以萬民作我哋作神嘅門徒咧
？It's actually very easy.
其實唔係好難嘅啫。
Jesus says through love.
耶穌話要透過愛。
Look at verse 15.
我睇第十五節。
If you love me,
你們若愛我。
You will keep my commandments.
就必遵守我的命令。
Church,
教会
the way you reach people is by loving Jesus.
能够接触到人就是透过对耶稣的爱。
And love Jesus, how we love Jesus is by keeping his commands to love others.
爱耶稣就是要遵守他的命令和爱其他人。
Who are the others?
其他人是什么人呢？
Our enemies,
我哋嘅敵人啦。
Those that we have broken relationships with,
嗰啲可能我哋同佢哋關係有問題嘅啦。
To care for the poor,
一啲貧窮嘅人啦。
To care for the sick,
一啲病嘅人啦。
To care for the elderly,
一啲有需要年紀大嘅人啦。
To give of ourselves to bless others,
就係將我哋去獻出去祝福其他人。
To speak up for others,
有啲有需要嘅人我哋可以為佢發聲啦。
To make disciples of all nations.
就是要令到萬民作神的門徒。
So why do churches not grow spiritually and grow in their outreach?
點解教會喺屬靈方面冇增長，喺外展方面冇增長咧？
I think it's because they don't love Jesus deeply enough to obey him.
我咪因為咧，我哋冇去認識耶穌夠深，以至到我哋真係好。甘心地去信服佢。
Churches don't grow spiritually and grow in their outreach because they don't love Jesus deeply to obey him.
教会冇喺属灵方面，冇喺外展方面增长，系因为教会冇真真正正去 认识耶稣到一个地步去信服佢。
We settle for a comfortable Jesus.
我哋可能只系想要一个好舒服嘅耶稣。
We just want a savior so that I can say I'm going to heaven.
我哋想要一个救主，令到我哋可以去到天堂。
Or the opposite is we don't do a good enough job to equip and teach one another.
又或者我哋根本冇做好个足够嘅准备去帮助或者去装备大家。
Or we don't do a good enough job to model Jesus' love, a deep love for Jesus with each other.
我都冇做一个好嘅榜样去爱身边嘅人。
We don't show what love for Jesus looks like.
我哋冇将神嘅爱去俾其他人睇到。
This is why I think churches spiritually struggle to grow.
所以教会就系属灵方面有挣扎去成长。
Because there is not a deep enough love for Jesus to obey Him.
因为我哋爱神实在唔够深，以致到我哋去真系去遵守佢嘅诫命。
Now I'll use myself as an example.
我用我自己做一个嘅例子。
I have found that in my own life, it's easy to say that I love Jesus.
在我的生命里面，我觉得我不是很难去讲话我爱耶稣。
And as a pastor, people assume that I love Jesus.
作为一个嘅传道人，当然会众会好自然就觉得我会爱耶稣。
They say, "Oh, you're a pastor. You're holy. You love Jesus."
哦，你一个牧者嘅时候，你一定好神圣，你一定爱耶稣噶啦。
And I do.
我爱耶稣。
But the question that we need to be asking, and I ask myself this, is how do you love Jesus?
但最主要我哋问嘅问题就系我点样去爱耶稣咧
？It's one thing to say that you love Jesus, but the question that we need to follow is how do you love Jesus?
唔系点解，而系最主要系我哋点样去爱耶稣
？And if my answer to that question isn't by loving others,
如果我呢个答案唔系系就系爱嘅身边嘅人嘅时候。
Then it is very possible that in this moment that I may not actually love Jesus.
咁可能喺呢一刻，我实在唔系真真正正去爱耶稣。
Church, I say this to encourage you.
教会，我咁样讲系去鼓励大家。
How do you love Jesus?
你点样去爱耶稣咧
？With the Holy Spirit in our life,
有圣灵喺我哋心里边嘅时候。
Be encouraged that God the Father wants to do great works through you, the church.
记得神在我们心里面的时候就要我们做更加大的事情。
And how you will do it is by loving Jesus enough to obey Him.
我们所做的就是要靠我们去对神的爱。
So I had, I had wanted to talk about Dietrich Bonhoeffer to you today.
我本来想着讲关于潘霍华的事。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German pastor and a theologian during the Nazi era in Germany.
潘霍華一個德國嘅牧師，佢喺德國嘅希特拉納粹黨嘅時期嘅時候嘅一個牧師，一個神學家。
But last night and this morning, while I was driving here, I decided not to talk about Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
但係琴晚我揸車嘅時候咧，決定唔去講呢個例子啦。
Because it won't help you.
因為個例子幫唔到大家嘅。
Because this is not Nazi Germany.
因为而家个时代已经唔同咗啦。
So instead, I want to encourage you, Burnaby Pacific Grace Church.
我希望咧去鼓励本纳比做恩堂。
Now what I will say here is from my observation in the time that I've served here as a pastor with you, or for the 6 years or so.
我所讲嘅透我喺六年呢间教会里边嘅服侍嘅时候所观察到嘅。
Now, what I say will not cover everything that happens at Burnaby Pacific Grace.
我所讲嘅唔会包括到所有嘅喺度发生嘅事。
And I will likely miss or not notice certain things when I say what I say.
都可能咧，一啲嘢漏咗或者一啲嘢睇错都未定嘅。
So, but just know that I'm speaking this out of love and encouragement for the church that I love.
我即系替因着对对大家嘅爱吓，而去讲段嘅说话。
So the first thing is，
第一样系
，How is the Holy Spirit doing great things, doing great works through Burnaby Pacific Grace？
圣灵点样喺本纳比做恩堂里边做大嘅事情咧
？From my observation of what I've seen，
透过我观察
，You do a great job loving the seniors。
大家对于 對於年長嘅弟兄姊妹咧，好有愛心。
The way you care for the elderly in the senior homes and here at this church, it's incredible.
大家所做嘅對於年長嘅弟兄姊妹，對於甚至喺外邊可能一啲老人院嘅服侍，都係做得好好嘅。
You as a church with the Holy Spirit, you know how to fellowship.
有聖靈喺大家裏邊嘅時候，大家知道大家點樣有團契嘅生活。
The way you worship God and the way you break bread and the way you care for each other is praise God.
我為到大家咧去去嘅崇拜或者大家咧嘅互相嘅去守望咧係感謝神。
The way you desire for deep biblical teaching is very very good. Praise God.
亦都為到咧大家對神嘅話語嘅渴求咧係感到感恩。
And I remember seeing the Holy Spirit work in you to care for people in this church and outside.
你睇到聖靈咧點樣透過大家去關心教會裏邊同埋教會外邊嘅人。
The way you care for broken families.
你對一啲受傷嘅家庭。
The way you care for those who have lost a loved one.
或者一啲係佢哋嘅最親嘅人係過咗身嘅。
The way you care for people who are going through divorce.
或者一啲佢哋離咗婚嘅人。
The way you care for people that are having a bad relationship with their children，
或者同子女之間嘅關係唔係咁好嘅。
These things speak of the Holy Spirit's great work through you。
我睇到就係聖靈喺當中就係喺當中做咗好多奇妙嘅事。
God's work through your love and obedience to Jesus Christ。
睇到神係睇。你哋所做嘅係見到你哋愛神，亦都係遵守神嘅戒命。
So I wanted to affirm that and encourage you to continue doing that.
我想喺當中嘅肯定同埋繼續鼓勵大家去繼續做呢啲嘅工作。
And like with strengths, there are always weaknesses.
咁當然亦都有一啲嘅可以改善嘅地方。
And when I share these weaknesses, it is not a rebuke.
當我去分享一啲嘅呢啲可以改善嘅地方嘅時候，唔係一個責備。
Now the weaknesses, knowing our weaknesses.Should encourage us to pray to the Father to help us.
知道自己嘅弱點，我哋可以更加嘅去喺祈禱當中嘅求神幫助我哋。
Look at verse 13.
我哋睇下第十三節。
Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
你們奉我的名，無論求什麼，我必成就，叫父因兒子得榮耀。
This passage is not about praying for $1 million and then $1 million will come down from heaven.
呢段经文咧唔系讲我哋要求哇得到好多钱，然之后好多钱咧就会父神就俾好多钱我哋啦。
This passage is talking about if there are weaknesses in our witness, in our faith and life, we need to ask God to help us to grow stronger in.
呢段经文讲到咧，如果我哋信仰里边有咩嘅弱点嘅时候，我哋要求神去帮助我哋去变得更加好。
If there is brokenness in your life, you need to ask God to help you amend those broken relationships.
如果我哋生命里边有一啲嘅关系破裂嘅时候，我哋要求神去帮我哋去重整。
If there is sin in your life that you need to ask for forgiveness, this is what you do. You ask the Father, and He will do it for you.
如果我哋心里边有啲嘅罪，我哋系需要求神去帮助我哋去处理嗰啲罪嘅问题。
Because it is about doing greater works to bring the kingdom of God to the ends of the earth.
因为呢度讲到嘅就系我哋要做啲更加大嘅事，去将神嘅国度带到去。
And so, if you know your weaknesses and you ask God to help you, He will help you.
所以如果你知道自己有软弱嘅地方，你求神去帮助嘅时候，神咧会帮助我哋。
So here are some of the weaknesses that I want to encourage you to ask the Father to help us.
呢啲可能一啲嘅比较软弱嘅地方，我哋可以求神去帮助我哋嘅。
We as a church have always, the time that I was here, we've always wanted to reach the community.
我哋成日都好希望可以去接触到呢个社区。
We talk about reaching our neighborhood.
我哋都有讲到我点样去接触到我哋附近嘅社区嘅邻舍。
But we're weak at it.
但我哋呢方面做得唔系咁好。
So let's ask the Father to help us to reach.Our neighborhood with the gospel.
求圣灵去帮助我哋，让我哋可以将福音去带到我哋身边嘅社区。
Another area that we are weak in.
另一个比较可以改善嘅地方
is making disciples across language barriers.
系将喺 係令到乳熱唔會成為我哋去一個嘅阻隔，去令到更加人成為我哋神嘅門徒。
There are a lot of English-speaking people that are part of this church that need to be discipled.
喺呢間教會裏邊咧，有好多講英文嘅弟兄姊妹需要大家嘅去關心、去幫助嘅。
And there are a lot of godly people that God has raised up, and you can make disciples.
亦都有好多咧係好弟兄姊妹好好嘅，但係需要去幫助其他弟兄姊妹。
So let's ask the Father to help us to get beyond these language barriers and these relationship gaps so that we can make disciples across the board.
讓我哋去求神去令到語言咧同埋啲關係咧唔會攔阻我哋去幫助弟兄姊妹成為神嘅門徒。
Another weakness that I've observed.
另一個我觀察到嘅比較軟弱嘅地方
is that I remember when I talk to people, they always feel very insecure about their ability to teach well.
當我同好多弟兄姊妹講嘅時候咧，其實佢哋都感覺到唔係咁有信心去教導。
They'll say, "Oh, I can't do that. Let somebody else do it."
我做唔到噶啦，叫其他人去做啦咁。
Oh, you're a pastor. You know the Bible. You do it.
牧者對聖經更加認識，所以由牧者去做啦。
Let us pray to God and ask God to give us the Holy Spirit to encourage us that we can be confident with the Word of God.
求神咧，俾我哋更加有信心去講神嘅説，去教導神嘅説話。
That with the Holy Spirit we can be secure in our mission to obey Jesus in anything that He wants us to do.
就係靠住神咧，俾我哋更加，無論係神叫我做咩都好，我都更加有信心去做。
So again, church, this is not a rebuke.
呢個唔係一個責備或者嚇。
This is an encouragement because, this is an encouragement because God wants to do great works through you.
係一個鼓勵，因為咧神想透過大家做更加奇妙嘅事。
God wants to reach this neighborhood through you.
神係想透過大家去接觸到呢個附近嘅社區。
God wants to bridge these language ministries through with the advocate, with the Holy Spirit helping you and guiding you.
透過聖靈幫助我哋嘅時候，我哋可以打破語言嘅隔膜。
God wants you to grow in your knowledge and in your teaching of God's Word.
神想我哋更加嘅去明白佢嘅話語，都可以去有用信心嘅去講佢嘅話語。
God wants to reconcile any broken relationship in your life.
神想去重整任何破碎嘅關係。
And He does this through His Son Jesus Christ.
就係透過耶穌喺我當中去做。
And so we can take comfort in knowing that Jesus will help us get this done.
所以我哋有信心，耶穌就係可以幫助我哋去成全呢啲事。
So as Jesus says in verse 1, believe in God and believe in me also.
所以第一節佢講到，你們心裏不要憂愁，你們信神也當信我。
Do not worry.
唔需要擔心。
And so church, I want to remind you of these few things.
所以教會我想提醒大家幾件事。
You have the Holy Spirit as your advocate.
你有聖靈作為你嘅保惠師。
You have Jesus, the Messiah, with you always.
你有耶稣在你的当中。
You have the Holy Bible in your hand and in your heart.
你的手上面、心里面都有神的话语。
So therefore, go live out your faith intentionally for God's glory.
所以嘅勇敢嘅去为主去见证，为主嘅活出你信仰。
We as a church need to stop worrying.
作為一個教會，我哋要去停止去擔憂。
We as a church need to stop making excuses.
我哋唔好再有任何一啲excuse.
We as a church need to stop thinking that making disciples is for someone else to do.
令到令到人去成為神嘅門徒，唔係其他人嘅工作嚟嘅。
God wants to do great works through this church, through you.
神係想我哋透過我哋去做更加大嘅。
So, love him, love Jesus.
所以要去愛耶穌。
Trust him, trust Jesus.
要去相信神，相信耶稣。
And let him do good works through you.
让佢透过我哋可以做更加奇妙嘅事。
Let us pray.
让我一齐祈祷。